Good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year to you all. I hope you've got sight of the order of service for morning prayer for Epiphany.
Oh, yeah. We know it's not yet the 6th of January, but we thought that it would be important to keep today as Epiphany, otherwise we miss it. And it's such a nice festival, we didn't want to miss it. So today, we're keeping today as Epiphany.
So do join in speaking together the words in bold. God in Christ has revealed his glory. Come let us worship. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the Lord's name is greatly to be praised. Give him praise, you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Lord, speak to us, that we may hear your word. Move among us, that we may behold your glory. Receive our prayers, that we may learn to trust you. Amen. A new year has begun. Let us leave behind all that is past and walk together into the future. Let us trust the God of new beginnings and worship the God of fresh hopes. Lord of our journeys, help us this day to have eyes to see your leading, ears to hear your guidance, and a heart of courage that we may journey faithfully and find your way, even when the path may seem difficult and dark. Amen.
The grace of God has dawned upon the world through our Saviour Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself for us to purify a people as his own. And so let us confess our sins together, saying, God of mercy, we acknowledge we are all sinners. We turn from the wrong that we have thought and said and done, and are mindful of all that we have failed to do. For the sake of Jesus, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and help us to live each day in the light of Christ our Lord. Amen. May the God of love bring us back to himself, forgive us our sins, and assure us of his eternal love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And now we turn to our psalm, Psalm 147, and do please join in with the words in bold. So we begin by saying together, Great is our Lord and mighty in power. Alleluia. How good it is to make music for our God. How joyful to honour him with praise. The Lord builds up Jerusalem and gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up all their wounds. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. He counts the number of the stars and calls them all by their names. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His wisdom is beyond all telling. The Lord lifts up the poor, but casts down the wicked to the ground. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God upon the lyre. Who covers the heavens with clouds and prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow upon the mountains and green plants to serve our needs. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. He gives the beasts their food and the young ravens when they cry. He takes no pleasure in the power of a horse, nor delight in human strength. But the Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their trust in his steadfast love. Alleluia. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. Compassionate God, as you know each star you have created, so you know the secrets of every heart. In your loving mercy, bring to your table all who are fearful and broken, all who are wounded and needy, that our hungers may be satisfied in the city of your peace, through Christ, who is our peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Well, our first reading from the Bible comes from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, then we have one of Paul's lovely self-interruptions. Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you. That is the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs, together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise of Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And now we turn to our canticle, the Song of the New Jerusalem, and we say together, above you the Holy One arises, and above you God's glory appears. Arise, shine out, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is rising upon you. Though night still covers the earth and darkness the peoples, above you the Holy One arises, and above you God's glory appears. The nations will come to your light, and kings to your dawning brightness. Your gates will lie open continually, shut neither by day nor by night. The sound of violence shall be heard no longer in your land, or ruin and devastation within your borders. You will call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. No more will the sun give you daylight, nor moonlight shine upon you, but the Lord will be your everlasting light. Your God will be your splendor, for you shall be called the city of God, the dwelling of the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Above you the Holy One arises, and above you God's glory appears.
And our second reading comes from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go, search diligently for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, let me ask you, I've had some of this conversation already with the people on the telephone. What games do you play at Christmas time? Well, we've found a couple of new games this year. I don't know whether you've come across them. Bananagram, which is a bit like Scrabble, but higher in potassium and vitamin C. And Grabbalo, which our grandson loves. And he can beat us both hands down. We also like True or False. And I thought we'd play an epiphany game of True or False this morning. You can mark your own answers, but no cheating. All right? Here we go. The visit of the wise men to see Jesus is mentioned in all four Gospels. True or false? No, well done, John. It's false, mentioned only in Matthew. There were three wise men, true or false? Well done, John. No, the number is not specified. The number of gifts is specified, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but not the number of people, or for that matter, the gender of the people. The wise men are often known as magi. Magi comes from the same root as the English word magic, true or false? Yeah, that's true. It's a Persian word. Actually, the Magians were a race of people in Media in the Persian Empire. But anyway, there you go. By the time that we got to the Gospels being written, a Magus was a member of a Persian priestly caste. Okay, let's see. Number four, the wise men traveled all the way from Persia. True or false? Yeah, well, it's generally believed that they were Persian. So, we'll say that one's true. The wise men saw a bright star shining in the sky. True or false? Yeah, I think we can safely say that's true. May well have been the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn in 7 BC. Which you may have seen recently from your window. Anyway, there we are. Number six, Herod was delighted when he heard the news that a new king had been born. True or false? No, well done. All those shakers of heads. No. The Bible says, actually, that he was frightened or distressed or troubled or various other words they use, but not cheery. Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem. True or false? Yeah, well done, you nodders. Yes, that's right. It tells us in verse 8, he sent them to Bethlehem. The wise men went to the stable to worship Jesus. True or false? No, I'm afraid that's a false one. The verse 11 tells us, on entering the house. So the Holy Family had clearly moved on from the stable. Presumably they were on a waiting list and they eventually got rehoused. One of the wise men was called Melchior. True or false? No, it's part of the legend that grows up around the wise persons in subsequent centuries, but no names are given in the gospel, so that one's false. The wise men gave frankincense to sweeten the air in the stable. True or false? No, that's false. That's false. The frankincense, or incense in general, helps to symbolize Christ's divinity, just as the gold symbolizes his role as king, and the myrrh it looks forward to his death and burial. So frankincense is a symbol of his divinity. Well, there you go. Matthew tells us that on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. That's what we're going to think about now. Various painters, notably, I think, the Italian Renaissance painter Gentile da Fabriano, whose wonderful Adoration of the Magi you can see next time you're visiting the Uffizi in Florence, shows the act of homage as the wise men kneeling in front of Jesus and kissing his foot. And that was a recognized act of humble reverence towards one greater than yourself in the culture of the East, and the Persian Empire in particular. The Greek word for it is proskynesis, which literally means to draw near to kiss. It's a word used in the New Testament for worship and for the respect paid by those who kneel at Jesus' feet. You remember the leper, you remember the father whose daughter was seriously ill. Proskynesis is the word used there when they come and kneel at Jesus' feet. So as we draw near to worship Jesus, we're doing just what the Magi did when they followed the star to find the King of the universe and pay homage by kissing his foot. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings, the one whose end is in his beginning, who does not loudly demand our devotion, but quietly draws it from us. The Holy Spirit warms our heart and illuminates our mind so that we can recognize the one who made us, who loves us, who wants us back. The Father gives us grace to respond in adoration to his Son, who came to live as one of us, that he might lead us home. More than just a fairy story, more than a tradition, more than a tale for children, the Magi are the prototype of all who come from afar to worship the living God in Jesus. They are our brothers and sisters, our forerunners, as we too draw near to kiss the foot of Christ. Think about it. Reflect. Turn it over in your heart. Like Mary, treasure and ponder these things. Wise men came to worship. The wise still do. Amen.
And so let us turn to prayer. Let us worship the Saviour with joy and make our prayer to our Heavenly Father. The Magi came from the East to worship your Son. Father, grant to Christians everywhere the spirit of adoration. Lord of glory,
hear our prayer.
The infant Christ received gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. Father, accept the offering of our hearts and minds at the beginning of this year. Lord of glory,
hear our prayer.
The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. Father, grant an abundance of peace to your world. Lord of glory,
hear our prayer.
the Holy Family lived in exile and in the shadow of death. Father, look in mercy on all who are poor and powerless, and all who suffer. Lord of glory, hear our prayer. Your Son shared the life of his home and family at Nazareth. Father, protect in your love our neighbours, our families, and this community of which we are part. And particularly this morning, we pray for those who are unwell and have asked for our prayers. We pray for Pam, Jacques, Trish, Jen, Catherine, Brian, David, Jennifer, Jean, Rosemary, Nigel, Mavis, Andrew, Vera, Stephen, and others known to us. Lord of glory, hear our prayer. Father, we rejoice in our fellowship with the shepherds, the angels, the Magi, the Virgin Mary, St. Joseph, and all the faithful departed. And particularly this morning, we pray for the family and friends of those who have recently died. Anthony Bush, Doris Hill, and Vernon Hutchings. In your unfailing love for us and for all people, hear and answer our prayers through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Collect for Epiphany. O God, who by the leading of a star manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth, mercifully grant that we, who know you now by faith, may at last behold your glory face to face. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Rejoicing in the presence of God here among us, let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
And Christ our Lord, to whom kings bowed down in worship and offered gifts, reveal to you his glory, and pour upon you the riches of his grace, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you, and remain with you and those whom you love and pray for, today and forever. Amen.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. The coffee morning is back on Wednesday morning, and the Bible study will resume the following week. But it's great to be with you, and we'll see you at the coffee morning, if not before, and may you have a blessed week and start to this new year. Thank you so much for being with us again this morning.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.